Aloha and welcome to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Bruce Fisher, also known as Aloha Bruce. Thanks for tuning in. Got a great podcast for you today. We're going to be talking about island hopping as we get through the big show. Of course, this podcast is not hosted by a wannabe social media influencer or somebody that doesn't know anything about booking a Hawaii vacation. It's a different kind of podcast. I'm your host, owner of Hawaii Aloha Travel. We're in Hawaii. We're Hawaii's experts. And you can catch us on the web at hawaii-aloha.com or just by giving us a call at 1-800-843-8771. This is all we do, folks, is book Hawaii vacations, and we've been doing it now going on 23 years. I can't believe that time has flown by so fast. And, you know, there's some truth to the thing where, you know, if you do something you enjoy, time goes by, and you work at something that you enjoy. Time goes by, you never want to stop. That's what happens here. I mean, we're in the vacation fun-making business, so how can that not be fun? Of course, I never know what I'm going to wake up to because this industry is so volatile, but that makes it challenging, and it makes it fun. And of course, I'd like to help you plan your next Hawaii vacation. So get involved with us. Get over to our Facebook page, Hawaii Aloha Travel. All right, let's get to it. A couple of tourism news bites to give you some little nuggets here. You know, I've been talking about that Hawaii tourism fee. And this is something that Josh Green wanted to put in place. He campaigned on it a little bit, saying that he wanted to charge a impact fee of $25 a person for everybody that comes into Hawaii. And I've been saying that I thought that this was going to happen, and I'm glad I'm wrong about this, because apparently it's dead in the legislature, and I think they finally realized that there's so many times you can go back to the well and keep hitting up tourists for money before it becomes a sort of a negative backwards path for the economics of it, and also for folks come into Hawaii. It's just so expensive already. It's one of the things I talk about constantly here, is about how expensive Hawaii is. So hopefully that's dead and we won't have to worry about it. Another thing that I thought was interesting that came up in the news this week is that for weddings, a lot of people do weddings in Kahala at the Kahala Beach Park there, and people are getting really upset with it. And I think just ever since the pandemic happened, residents are more upset about touristy things happening on our beaches here. And it's gotten so bad that there's a local neighborhood board member. We have things called neighborhood boards here. They have absolutely no power, by the way. They're just sort of like places where people can complain about things. But they're all up in arms in Kahala, and they're trying to stop it. And I guess pretty soon you won't be able to do weddings in Kahala. You do need permits for these things, but that's one of the places people get permits. But they're actually saying that these weddings are blocking their views, and they go to the beach and they can't enjoy themselves. So just be careful. And, you know, just in the whole wedding honeymoon lane, give us a call on that, please. You know, we know all the rules and regulations. In fact, on our website, hawaii-aloha.com, you can click on the weddings tab there and get everything you need to know about booking a wedding or a honeymoon or an elopement or anything like that to Hawaii. And it's one of the things we love to do and hook you up with. So if it's something you're interested in, please get involved. Also, don't forget about our condo at the Luana Waikiki, $159 a night, no resort fee. It includes your tax. It's beautiful. It has a kitchenette, partial ocean view. It's only for my podcast listeners. So if you want to get in on that deal, it's on Oahu. Reach out to me and I will take that. I will take care of it for you. So let's talk about island hopping. I haven't talked about that in a while. It comes up a lot. You know, last week we talked about doing Hawaii without a car, which obviously involves a lot of island hopping, and I didn't get into granular details about how to do that. So I thought it might be fun to talk about island hopping today and how to get around the islands. If you haven't been here, you know, it's a first time visit and you're considering a multi-island vacation, which is something that you should do. I mean, if you're coming all the way to Hawaii, it's a long distance for many of you. I mean, it's thousands of miles from the East Coast. And I always say spend as much time as you can here and island hop if you can. And the only way to do it, well, there's really four ways you can do it, but the most common way and the way 99% of people do it is by air. We have a couple of airlines here that do it. Southwest Air is probably the most affordable, and you don't have to pay for luggage. And also Hawaiian Air is here to take you between the islands. We also have Mokulele Island, Mokulele Air. I talked about that when we talked about, actually, we did a blog post about going to Molokai and how to get to Molokai by air. And Mokulele Airlines, this is a little plane, a tiny plane that you fly in. They have a one that has a little bit more passenger space, but basically you fly over there. Mokulele Airlines is another way to do it. You can go by ferry between Maui and Lanai, but there's no other ferry service or any other way to get in between the islands. You could take a private charter. I've had high mucky muck, you know, rich people with private jets who fly around and go to the different islands. You could do a private charter on an airplane or a boat and go between the islands. And finally, the only other way to really cruise between the islands is the Pride of America. That's a 7-day cruise that leaves every day out of Honolulu. I mean, out every Saturday from Honolulu. There's also an uncruise that does just Molokai, Lanai, and Big Island. So there are some options there. But really, if you're going to go between the islands, you got to fly. And there's a few things that you need to do if you are going to be doing a multi-island. First of all, I always recommend at least 4 nights per island. But lately, I've been seeing people do 3 nights per island. I'll do as many islands as you want. But if you're asking me, try to do at least 4 nights per island because you've got that flight in between that kind of messes up your day. But you must book this in advance. The days that you could just come here and just decide, oh, I'm going to go to another island. Maybe if you're a single young person, this works out. But if you're doing an actual planning of a trip, make sure you book in advance. Make sure that you travel light. If you're going to be doing a multi-island trip, it really doesn't make sense to have a whole bunch of luggage. You know, along those lines, make sure that what you're putting in luggage is not prohibited, like a pole, like a hiking pole, something like that, or, you know, a spear gun, you know, things like this. Don't put that in your luggage. Don't put, you know, if you're going to do a surf, you know, bring any kind of snorkel equipment or scuba equipment, make sure you understand that this is nothing you should be bringing into island. If you're going to do one island, then maybe do that. Surfboards you can bring. If you're a real avid surfer, you probably need to bring your board. Hawaiian Airlines has provisions for it. All the airlines have provisions for it. If you're going to be going into island, I believe Southwest, it's free if you're local, but they do have a fee if you're going to be taking a surfboard between islands. But try not to bring that stuff or snorkeling equipment. You can rent that here or get that here. So be careful with what you're packing. And remember, there are baggage fees. Southwest doesn't charge the baggage fee. That's one of the reasons why I like them so much. And they are generally cheaper than Hawaiian Airlines. Hawaiian Airlines is going to charge you $15. If you have their credit card or you're part of their program, it's cheaper. So think about that. And make sure that this is something that we're going to help with, that you're picking the right airports. I can't tell you how many times people screw up the airports. You know, we've got pretty much in Honolulu, you've got Honolulu Airport. On Maui, it's OGG. On Big Island, you've got the two airports. That's where it gets the most confusing, Hilo or Kona. And then, what did I forget? Big Island, Oahu, Maui, Kauai. Kauai, it's Lihue. You know, those are the main airports. It's hard to really mess this up, but it happens. You know, there's other smaller airports, the Kapalua Airport on Maui. People always confuse Hilo and Kona all the time. So make sure you're picking the right airport. Just a little quick reminder there. And make sure that you're timing your flights between the islands. This is a big deal because you got to remember that very often people want to just get off the plane and go check into the hotel, right? Well, the hotel check-ins, they make them so late now. Isn't that crazy how they do that? They make the check-in by 4, you know, now they're stretching it to 4 o'clock, you know, to check in. And then you got to leave the hotel at like 11 o'clock in the morning. You never get your money's worth. You never get the full 24 hours, you know? This is one of my pet peeves, but there's no way around it, you know? So you've got to plan for these things and plan what you're going to do between the check-in and check-out times. And, you know, sometimes if you're going to be really ambitious with your itinerary, you may want to plan an activity, you know, leave early, get to the next island, and then plan an activity before you check into the hotel. This is something that we do, you know, kind of often. It's something that, you know, you might want to consider doing if you do that. Getting to the airport early, I have to tell you that it's a travel day, so make sure, you know, these are common things, but it's really important when you're jumping between the islands just to make sure that you've got yourself plenty of time, you know what you're going to be doing, you've got plenty of time, maybe you're going to grab a bite, and you got to time everything properly, and we do all this, you know? That just goes to just planning the whole inter-island trip wisely, and what I mean by that is, like, seating. You got to remember that when you're flying inter-island, you want to get really beautiful views, so you got to make sure you're on the right side of the plane when you're traveling. And it would be hard for me to tell you, like, if you're coming from Oahu and you're going to Maui, you would want to sit on, if you're facing the seats, you would want to sit on the right side of the plane. I forget if that's starboard or leeward. I forgot how to do it. But Oahu in itself is kind of like the island hub. It's kind of like the hub of all of the air traffic that goes through here. So sometimes when you're traveling between islands, you have to go, let's say you're going to go from Big Island to Kauai. Sometimes you have to go through Honolulu to get to Kauai. You know what I mean? So there's less direct flights from the smaller neighbor islands to another smaller neighbor island, if that makes sense to you. So keep that in mind when you're planning the seating, you know, how you're going to get between each island and how you're going to plan that. That also gets into play because most people want direct flights, nonstop flights, and they are limited. So you need to kind of plan the itinerary so that you're not wasting a lot of time going to Honolulu to get to another island. And that's just, you know, one of the important things to remember when you're planning this out. And I wanted to mention that there's also Makani Air. I forgot about that one. And that is also a private service. And they go to places like these smaller airports if you want to do it. We can't get access to it. It's just obviously more money. And there's also, I don't know if Lanai Air is still doing it, but there is, I believe, Lanai Air, that is a smaller plane to go to the island of Lanai. But I don't remember whether or not they're still actually flying those planes. And the other thing you can do is, let's say you are going to one island and you really don't have time to go to, you know, island hop. You could take a helicopter tour over another island, which is very doable. So these are just some of the ideas and some of the things that you need to remember if you're going to be island hopping. And I just wanted to get some of those out for you. You also could collect mileage, you know, on Southwest and all these other islands on your inter-island air. So the bottom line is that if you're going to be traveling inter-island, airfare, doing it by air is really going to be the only way to do it. Really the most efficient way to do it. All right, that's going to do it. That's going to wrap it up. Don't forget to check out our website, hawaii-aloha.com. Check out our Facebook, Hawaii Aloha Travel, also on Threads. And, you know, just remember our special podcast deal for the Luana Waikiki. These are condos that we own personally, so we can make great deals. So $159 a night. No resort fees. So remember to check in with me there. 1-800-843-8771 is the number. If you want to talk to me personally, reach out to me, Bruce, at hawaii-aloha.com. I'd love to give you feedback and help you plan your Hawaii vacation. And more importantly, you know, we're here to earn your business. We've been doing this for so long, and this is all we do, and we want to help you do it. Get to Hawaii for the right price, get the most bang for your buck, and more importantly, you know, keep the business local. You know, you're going to be talking to people that actually live and work here. And this is our whole life, is booking Hawaii vacations. All right, that's going to do it. That's going to wrap it up for my beautiful wife, Yaling, and all of us here at Hawaii Aloha Travel. We'll say aloha and mahalo.